This week on the Best of Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from Daylin McKinney from Ponitz Career Technology Center in Dayton. McKinney was a senior when this story first aired 2 years ago. He wanted to deal with a topic that a lot of our high school kids are grappling with, the effect of divorce on a family.
I'm Daylin McKinney, and I'm 17. I'm a former athlete. I used to play basketball for Ponitz, and I played from freshman to JV. And then I stopped playing. One thing that was cool about playing basketball in high school is my family came to all my games.
One time I missed a layup, and I heard all my brothers and my mom and dad yelling at me like, "Come on, you're supposed to make that. It's a bunny." It meant a lot to me because I know they really care about how I play.
A lot of my teammates on the basketball team don't have fathers. You know, that's one thing that bothers me, the lack of fathers in homes. Just like any other household, we had a lot of static or turmoil in the house. There were also good times along with the bad. On the weekends, we would all sit in my mom and dad's bed and watch TV, or we would all watch a movie together. My mom and dad were really silly and goofy, and sometimes they would play fight. And my dad would tickle her because my mom is extremely ticklish. Whenever my dad would start tickling my mom, she would call me and my brother's name and we would come running into the room and we would wrestle my dad to get him off of her. I remember my parents would never argue in front of me and my brother. They would always argue in the living room or in their bedroom with the door shut. I began to notice the fights between my parents were happening more and more often. There was a time me and my brother were chilling in his room playing video games. So me and my brother heard my parents' door slam. And we was like, here they go again. They're about to argue again. They come out, and we hear my mom yelling. And I see my dad getting in his car and pulling off. I asked my mom, where's my dad going? So she's saying, like, he has to go. He just has to go. I begin to get upset. Me and my brother, we're getting upset. And I start crying. I begin to immediately start thinking of words like, my dad's not coming back. My dad's gone. He's really leaving me forever. You know what I'm saying? I'm a young kid, so, you know, kids automatically think the worst. I went home and interviewed my mom to ask some questions about this day, what the argument was about that night.
One time when we were younger, Dad actually left at night. Do you remember?
I do. Life is hard.
Especially when me and DJ were younger.
Yeah.
There was lots of arguing in the home.
Yeah, that's because, you know, somebody didn't have a job or, you know, maybe we weren't ready for whatever life brought our way. I would never lie to you and tell you marriage is easy because it is not. But I knew that he wasn't leaving us for good. I just knew that he needed to cool off because I don't think I was going to stop.
I still to this day don't know what that argument was about, but I still remember it.
You've been holding that all these years? It bothers me that you didn't come to me or your dad to get that resolved. I hate that. I'm sorry about that.
When I wake up in the morning, I see my dad walking into the bathroom, and I'm like, what are you doing here? I thought you were gone. And he turns around and puts his finger over his mouth and gives me that shh face.
That was a real good moment for me because I thought, wow, my dad must really care about me. And I knew to him, keeping the family together and him raising me and my brother was really important to him.
It seems like it's normal for black teens my age to not have a father in the household. And I feel like that's kind of weird because in the vows, don't it say, till death do us part, through sickness and health, through whatever, rich or poor? You don't know. I don't know. I'm only a teenager. I don't know nothing about that marriage stuff.
You know, my dad's not an emotional person, and he doesn't really talk a lot. But through his actions, he's always shown that he's loved me, and he's always shown that he cares about me. And I really appreciate that. Thanks, Dad. For Dayton Youth Radio at Ponitz Career Technology Center, this is Daylin McKinney.
That was a story called A Full House, written and produced by Daylin McKinney, a senior at Ponitz Career Technology Center. Special thanks to Jeffrey Crowell and Joanne Viscup. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
This story originally aired in 2018. Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation, the Ohio Arts Council, and the Vectren Foundation. This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.